All right. Holding on the bottom of Unum and Base. We digressed. We talked about, you know, taking out the value of stuff. If you of the rocks, let's say you took the rocks out, so could you deduct the value of the seed? And we said no, you could not. Anyway, the question was, what are we talking about over here? How did it get mixed up together? So the Gemara says, Ela bishanis arvu darach miknas, that the way they got mixed up was it was being brought into the storehouse. It inadvertently got mixed up. He didn't do it on purpose. I like the alternative in the bottom. It's very interesting, where the guy took the two seeds. We're talking about, let's suppose, edible seeds. So he mixed them up for the purpose of eating them. He was going to take them in. He's going to eat them. And then he was nimlach. He decided after he mixed them together for consumption, he was bringing them home, you know what? I'm going to plant them. So he never mixed them together for the purpose of planting. So that's how it's possible to have this tarubis 100% banter, no problem at all. And so maybe we have a case where it is a problem, okay? That's the way we want as a Yudam base. Now, you have to halt cup today mathematically. I'm going to try to say this as clear way I can, but you have to really pay close attention today, the whole day, the whole time, however long it takes. For hatninon be'emos omru gzara oni gina she'enu necholim v'sof v'nechasim esmer abob b'neifel be'sof. Now, let me just go over this, what the Mishnah said, one more time, because sometimes it's not clear when you first hear it. Statement. Normally, 6 kaben of seed are necessary for a bais saw.
You're reading which Mishnah?
I'm not reading anything right now. I'm talking out loud. We're on 11a. The Mishnah earlier talked about 1/24 is the mixture. So let me just make sure this is clear. Normally it takes six carbon make up a saw. A saw, and this is what I got a little mixed up myself, so I want to make sure this is clear. A saw, which is 6 carbon, that's a measure. A base saw is a span of karka, which is 50 by 50 amas. So it's a saw of seed, 6 carbon of seed is required, for a base saw to plant that amount. That's a normal, I'm talking about normal tefuah and kitnias. 1/24, that means if you have 1/24 of, if I had wheat and I had a saw of wheat, and I had 1/24 of that wheat, instead of being wheat, was barley, it was mixed in together, that is what's going to aser b'tarubis. And you might, according to Tanakama, or you have to take it all out, according to Rav Yossi, whatever that is. Then that was we said that was edible seeds. The fact that it's edible, not edible, that's not important. Then there was another category called zeroni gina. Now, I just want to say one thing real quick. So the share of 1/24 is the 1/24 of the larger amount that it's falling into, right? So it doesn't matter whether barley, perhaps, maybe it takes a little bit less than the full. In other words, if you take the amount of 6 carbon of seed for barley, maybe that'll go a little more than 50 by 50. It doesn't make a difference.
So 1/24 falls into a saw.
That was a machlokes in the Gemara. We had. It depended on the gear, so whether it was nafal or not. So, but the pasha says it's 24 altogether, all told. Zeroni gina. Let's take this and get this clear. Zeroni gina is, for example, are much smaller seeds. It takes way way less zeroni gina to fill up a basaw. Okay. Way less. So in other words, it's a small seed, and therefore you spread out that seed. That seed will, in other words, a large seed this big to fill up a base saw, it will take 6 carbon. But if you have little tiny seeds, it'll only take, let's say, a kav and a half to fill up a base saw. Okay? Does that make sense? Yes.
Because the
seeds are much smaller, so it takes.
They produce the same thing?
If it's smaller seed, it's, in other words, you plant seeds. Everybody knows this who has ever planted in a garden. You plant seeds. You plant them with a certain distance between each seed. Don't put them right next to each other. You put the seed, and you skip 3 inches, put the seed. So you have, they're evenly dispersed throughout your ground.
There are many more seeds.
Now, there are many, many more seeds in much less volume because they're smaller in size.
More seeds, they are, not less.
There are more seeds, but less volume, I'm saying. I'm talking about the, when I said less, I meant it wasn't six kavim. Okay. It was a cob and a half, okay. My example.
The number of seeds it takes to plant an area called the Pesa takes up much less space because those seeds
are, well, seeds are smaller. Now, the thing to keep in mind here is, so when you have that mix of seeds falling into wheat seed, so what you do is you, instead of taking 1/24 of the wheat volume, you look at the Zeronegina alone, you look at how much it would take to fill up a base saw, you take 1/24 of that amount, which in my case, in my example where it was 1.5 kav, and it's brought in the bottom as an example, it's actually only 1/16, because 1.5 kav is 24/16. So 1/24 of 24/16 is 1/16, 1/16 of a kav falling into 5 15/16 kavin of wheat, because it's 6 kavin total that you need for a besa for a wheat, will be enough to create an iser. This is what I need to make sure it's clear here. So the difference is, again, the difference is the 1/24 of the mission. We're still working, both work with 1/24, but the big difference is, if it's a large, if it's the wheat, let's just make it simple, if it's the grain and the beans type of seeds, what we call the edible seeds, then it's 1/24 of the larger measure that you use to figure out, right, what the tarifus is, sir. So on Egina, you don't look at the larger measure at all. You ignore the wheat. You look at the seed itself and figure out how much it would require, and that's what you take the 1/24 of. And that's what's going to ask the tarifus. Okay. Now let's go. Now we can do the Gemara. Batanina the Emesom is already Gina Shana Nachalam. If you have these garden seeds which are not eaten, and Staff Nachamasim Rabbah Vinoyful Besaw, then they combine to aser 20, based on 1/24 of what is sown, meaning what is sown of the Zeronegina. V'tani Allah, for example, could go in kav, v'chatzi kav, sometimes it's a kav per besaw, sometimes it's a half a kav per besaw, whatever it is, it's going to be 1/24 of that. V'afin me'asim rabo l'chatzi kav, tov hu klom. Is 1/24 of a half a kav good for anything? Wheat and kidneys are you know, a significant amount of arova. So why will they aser in such a small proportion? The Gemara is asking a simple question. Why it's such a small amount, 1/16 of a kav versus 5 15/16 kav in my example, or even less in the Gemara's example. It'd be even less. So how come it was such an insignificant amount? Does it create an iser? So my answer is what you're all thinking. Ad kan choshu l'maris ayin. It's very simple. Because it's not dependent on the amount of the seed. What's really important is what it looks like after it grows. And when this grows, you're going to have significant growth of the Zeronegina, which will make it look like you wanted to do that on purpose, right? But for less than 24th, of what is sown in a besa, they're not worried about the marasayin. Simple idea. So the Gemara says, you might. And we'll come back to this. This is, don't think you're out of the woods yet. We're going to come back to this. You might. You have to reduce the seed. So you could do it in two ways, obviously. But Ezetzanu might. How could you reduce the seed? opoches min harova. Either you're going to reduce this the measure by taking out from the quarter kav, from the mixture, and making it so that there's less than a quarter kav. Obviously, you're going to take the dover ha'aser, right, the smaller amount, that let's say in the barley being mixed in the wheat, take out the barley. Oh, mosif al hasa, or you'll add to the, right, 5 3/4 kavan of wheat seed, you'll add to that amount till it's more than it'll exceed the 124. Hello? Okay. Almost if Allah saw. So you could either deduct or add. I think there was a note here about something. Yeah. In note 5, he has an interesting discussion over here. He says the latter solution, in the second paragraph, note 5, second column, he says that the latter solution of increasing the amount of the major component is, in our Mishnah, we're talking about unplanted seeds. But, however, let's suppose you had two different species that were already growing in the field, right? So you already had planted barley and wheat, right? So it's growing now, right? So what are you going to do then? So then you have to reduce the percentage of foreign growth below the 1/24th limit. Increasing the amount of the predominant growth is not suitable. The newly planted seed will need time to grow, and until then, the foreign growth remains in a prohibited concentration. So therefore, that's not going to work. Okay, I don't know. I never even thought that was even an etza, but he's dealing with, I guess it's something to think about, what happens if it's already planted. Well, anyway, let's keep it simple. We're talking...
Why isn't the Gemara focusing on... Because there's an isser that's occurred here, focusing in on the fastest way to avoid or remove the isser.
What's the fastest way?
I'm asking, why isn't the Gemara asking? In other words, whatever is going to be the faster, either adding in, you know, if I have extra seed, so I therefore I'm growing it that way, or I remove the you know, the smaller
what's, first of all, what's the rush?
Why? Wait, 1 second. You have an isser klai in the ground.
No. Right? We're not talking about ground. We're talking about, in this Mishnah, we're talking about you have seeds which are mixed up. Nothing's in the ground.
Oh, so there's not actual klai yet?
Nope, not yet. This Mishnah is talking about it's in the seed form. And this footnote 5 was just talking about in an alternative case where you had it growing already, then it would be more appropriate to say that you would have to uproot the stuff that was growing there. Okay, let's go on. Next, Loichein Omar, the more challenges, the last thing that you could be moisif. Loichein Omar, Babu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't Rabbi B'Shem saying something? Kol Yisun Shariba Aleihem Shogeg Mutter Mezid Oser. Doesn't he say, in other words, we have a rule of Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chachila, right? So if you mevatel an iser b'shogeg, so then it's mutter. But if you do it b'mezid, it's aser because you're not allowed to mevatel it. So how can you go ahead and add? In other words, the Gemara.
After the facts, though.
What?
Didn't do it that way to begin with.
No, we're telling him now, right? Yeah, saying you have a mixture, and you have 1/24th of the seed is aser, and in its current state, it's aser. So now we're suggesting to the guy to go take more wheat and add it to the mixture so that it'll exceed the 24th volume. Now, isn't that Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chachila? That the Gemara is asking Kasha only on the Reba side.
Why would that be in the case? So first it had the problem. Now he's fixing the problem. It's not L'Chachila.
No, that's Bittul Nisa L'Chachila. You have an Isser. Every case Ein Mevatel Nisa L'Chachila is like that. You have an Isser. Let's suppose you have less than 1/60th in the soup, right? And it's osur. So you know what I'll do? I'll add more soup, so I'll make it so it'll be more than 60. That's an isur in mevatel nisa l'chachila. You start off with an isur. You can't add to mevatel nisa l'chachila. That's the standard thing. The main problem I had here when I read this Gemara was, why is the Gemara only focused on the Reba? Why, if you're mamayit, the Gemara doesn't feel that that's an inyan of ema batlan isla chachila? What's
the difference? The footnote says because you're osek by taking out the isur.
That's an interesting answer. No, I mean that's not self evident to me. That answer. I mean, does that make sense? Does it make sense? He says the Gemara finds difficulty only the second method. The first method of reducing the amount is not considered nullification since it merely involves a removal of part of the prohibition. So even though by so doing, it'll end up being that you'll now have bittul. But that's not called mevatlan isla chachila. It's just very interesting. He said, there's a lot of marmukim is here. Ben Yeshua. Anyway, whatever. Okay. Taman, so my answers were 11.82 now. Taman, over there. In the case of Eimavatlan Islachachilo, that was what? Atmar Belavatl is a Torah, you're adding to Nisr Doraisa. Baram Hocha, Atmar Belavatl, Maris Ha'ayin. But over here, what is the problem? After all, it's just Maris Ayin. You're going to have some vegetables growing, or some barley growing in the same as a wheat field. So it's a Maris Ayin. It's a Maris Ayin problem. It sounds like it's a darabana, right? The Gemara seems to be saying one's a daraisa, one's a darabana. Is that what the Gemara is saying? That's what it seems like, right? So on the bottom here, it says over here like this, in footnote 9, second paragraph, he quotes from the Gemara Beitza, Dalarama Beitz, they allow deliberate nullification of a rabbinically prohibited item, but what?
Only deraisa, not drabbana.
Not drabbana, right? What was the case on Beitza? We just had it, right? What was the case? Yeah. The case was if you have eitzim, I think it was, right? If you have some wood that falls off a tree, that you could take, and so that wood would be mutzah. So you marbel of eitzim umavatla. You take other wood and you mavatla that mutzah wood. And then you can light it on Yontov. I think that's the case, no? So the Gemara says, I'm about this lachachil. My answer is once they're abundant. I think that's the Gemara. Anyway, so it says over here, there's controversy among the Rishonim. Does this relate to any rabbinic prohibition or only to the specific case discussed there? So there, rabbinically forbidden wood fell on Yontov into an oven containing permitted firewood. The benefit is derived only after it's burned. So that's another special kind of case. So in other words, is it a carte blanche rule across all Eastern Drabbanon, or only if it's only a Din Drabbanon Othmaris Ayin, or that special case in Beitza where it is benefiting only at the time of the Sreifa, but maybe in a normal Drabbanon case, like, you know, a Basar B'chalav by Basar Oaf, for instance, chicken and milk. So we would not allow, even though it's a Rabbanon, we would not allow, we would still apply the rule of Emevatlan Isla Chachila. Okay, that's a separate discussion. You have to know.
If he eats, by removing the barley, if he eats the barley, so that would be like burning
the eitzim. If he eats the barley, he picks out the barley and he eats the barley?
Yeah. Isn't that like burning?
Why did he have to eat the barley? All he has to do is put it in another cup and put it in the side room. What do you have to eat? He doesn't have to be netted from that barley. That doesn't accomplish anything. We're not talking about an Isra on Yom Tov that requires a chila or anything like that. No, I don't think so.
You say the reason why you mavatal here is because it's only Maris Ayin.
That's right. That's possible.
It could be.
That seems to be a din in the Achrayim. How far do you take this Gemara? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Amar Yavar. So again, we said in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama said you might. And Rabbi Yossi said, Yavar, you have to take all of it out. Once you start taking it out, you have to do it completely. My time with Rabbi Yossi, Mikivan Shehisla Baraiva, once you began removing part of the quarter of the Kav, so then Tzarech L'Hashlem is Kol HaRav. You have to remove the whole thing. Because if you don't, you're going to give the appearance to an onlooker that you're nichel with the remainder. So Maitre Rabbi Yisimu says, he will agree, however, if it was there, meaning it was less than a rova from the beginning, he only said you have to be mivara all of it if it was more than a rova. So you weren't busy picking it out. No. There is a shear of 1/24. That's given. In other words, all the Gemara really is saying is he's masking to that shear of 1/24. If it's less than 1/24, if it's 1/25, then you can leave it in its state, and as long as you haven't started to pick it out, it doesn't look, there's no mar sign from that amount. Yeah. Hey, Chavida, what's going to be in this case? What if there was a mixture of two, in other words, you have one quarter of a kav of iser in the mixture, but that quarter kav, split it in half, make an eighth of the kav will make one type of seed, and the other eighth of the kav another type of seed. Or like Shamsi likes to make it simple, A, B, and C, okay? A, B, and C. So now, the Gemara is asking, Barer min echad v'dayo, so would Rabbi Yaisi hold that all you have to do is take out B and leave C behind, because since you weren't taking out C, you were taking out B, that's enough. Oh, Tzarchavaras Kul, maybe since it all comprised Isurim, in other words, B and C together were what comprised the Rova, since you started, you have to finish taking it out. The way we have the Gersa, the inquiry remains unresolved. Other people have a Gersa, the Rash has a certain Gersa that this is actually a statement. That I'm not sure exactly what his Gersa says, but I think he's. He says that you don't have to.
When you do that in other venues, when there's something tray for something that has to be batel shisha, if you take it out and just leave less than a shear, that's okay. You have to take out the
whole. It's very unusual. Remember, we spoke this out that the only din of batel barov is only if you don't know where it is. If you know where it is, you mechuyev take it out. And that was the whole problem we raised, how you have bittul here altogether since you can clearly see what it is. And we answered, b'shem the Rashba, a whole shtuk, but I'm not going to go over it again. Ayin and Tishma Tashiur, that is on the website. Reb Shimon Oimer, lo yamru ela min echad, shnei minim lo. Reb Shimon said, no, that even though we said, that the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, that you could even mitzarif two minim, and it is what? It is going to be create an iser, but Reb Shimon says no, two minim do not create an iser. Ad heichon, how far is that true? In other words, let's just talk this out. An example. Let me think of a second. Let me just think how this works. So you have, let's take the simple example. There's 24 quarter kavan, right? 24 quarter kavan to 6 kavan, right? And that's what composes the whole saw of seed normally. 1/24 of that normally would create the iser. Now let's go down to Reb Shimon Shita specifically. Reb Shimon says that two different minim are not mitzarif. So that means if I were to have let's go down two quarter kavan. Okay, let's say there is 22. Make it, Joey. Let's do 22 and a half. Okay. 22 and a half quarter carbon, I should say, of wheat. And there's one and a half. So the remain there's one and a half remaining, split in half, right? So what's it called? Is it 75%? What's the right way to say it?
That's
So 75% of a quarter of a kav and 75% of another quarter of a kav is what remains, right? And those were two different minim. So together, those two minim comprise more than a quarter of a kav against the rest of the mixture. But Rav Shimon says, not mistarif. So we could add many, many minim. So it could have the same case with 20 kavin and, you know, 20 quarters and four others, or five others, or six others. All these minim are not mistarif. So how far does it go? Does Rav Shimon allow you to just have ad infinitum number of different minim in this mixture and they're not mistarif? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, no, there is a limit. The limit is half. Okay? Ad ruba shel sa, until it's a majority. So the example, he doesn't give a numeric example here, but you get the idea. Okay? So if you had 24 quarter kavin, so half of 24 is how much? It's a 17. No, 12, right? Half of 24 is 12. So if you had more than 12 quarter kavin of other mixtures, it would then he would be masking that would be awesome, right? Okay, chazav ha'hesif, if he subsequently added more to, in other words, let's suppose I got to the half and it was osur. If I went ahead and added more of the wheat, so then chazor hatful hatera, we'll go back to its original half. Now we're on yudalafon base. Kamod Reb Shimon Amar ein shnei minim etstafin leisur, kainhu ein shnei minim etstafin leheter. Just like he says, you can't have two minim to mitstarf to make it osur. It's also true you can't have two minim to mitstarf to make it mutter. So if you had an example, let's suppose he had, the Gemara's going to give the illustration now. Oh, right. So the Gemara says, here's the example. Hey, Chavita, what's the example? Like Ketzad. He had 22.5 quarters of chitim, right? Remember, the total is always 24. So here we are, 22.25, right? 22.5. So he has 22.5 quarter kavin. And he has chatzi rova siren, half a rova of barley. And now, what?
So the total is 23 now.
Now we're at 23, and now nafalu tocho pachas mirova adoshim. Now he has slightly less than a rova of lentils. So now, if you were to add the rova of the sa'orim to the rova of the adoshim, now that's not really what I want to say. There's the combined amounts of wheat and barley are sufficient to nullify the lentils. Okay. But afilu kain ein shnei minim mitstarf laheter, the two minim are not mitstarf to be mevatel it, because the same way he says you're not mitstarf minim to aser, you're not mitstarf them to mater either. So therefore, they're not mevatel it. This more about goes by medvar mumim tfuah b'tfuah. What is this true? This is a tfuah and tfuah. We said grain and grain that it asers the it's 1/24. For 20 alak gan shloishes kavin v'arba'as kavin. This is true even if the grain and the kidneys are sown at a rate of 3 kavin or 4 kavin per base saw. Now, remember, when I was talking to you, I told you that the normal rate of planting is 6 kavin to a base saw, right? That's the normal rate. Here we're saying, even if it's a rate of 3 kavin, in other words, it's half the normal amount. In other words, the Gemara is now trying to explain this assumption that we made, that Zerone Gina is the only time that we look at a small volume. The Gemara is now going to introduce to us a new concept that it's even possible if it was edible seeds. It's also possible if you had a metzias of a small amount of grain, of grain seeds to be planted for the full basaw. So, when do you use the rule of the Mishnah that it's a quarter kav to a beis saw? That's if it's even three kavan or four kavan to a beis saw. Hakabayim, but if it's a type of grain or a type of kidneys, where you only needed two kavan to plant in a whole beis saw, that's one third the normal amount, right? That if I had such a case, then echad me'asim va'arba, then you would take 1/24th of the amount of that seed, which is of those two combined. Correct.
Once how do you determine, Shlomi, this ratio, the amount they used? When it says this is what they did, this just mitzias, or there was some kind of a cheshbon behind it?
This is based on what was in the field.
That was just
Matthias,
what they actually did, whether it was
happy
or irregular.
That's all.
So Matthias,
yeah.
Just Matthias, okay, thank you.
Yeah, he brings down here in the footnote that the Chazon Ish said that anything below three carbon is treated as garden plants. Okay, so it's three is the cutoff point. It wasn't so clear. I thought two was the cutoff point. Chazon Ish says anything below three is cutoff. Okay, but Emas Amru. So the Gemara first explains. This we're all familiar with. That whenever the Mishnah says Be'emes, it means that it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Now, just to make a comment about that. Now, are we really talking about Isuri D'Oraisa here? I thought we just got finished saying that we're talking about Isuri D'Rabbanan, right? The 1/24th, we said it was Ma'ariv Zayin. No. We're allowing you to plant those seeds if it would be less, right? We said that the reason why it's mutter to marbel alav is because it's marasayin, it's a drabbanon. The Gemara is now saying, right? What was the statement that was said about this be'emes omer? Where was it? What was it again? Just want to go back. So it said on Yudam and Aleph, it said be'emes omer, it was your own egino. That the halacha Mishmisinai was this rule that we've been talking about, that when you have unedible seeds, that you use the 1/24th of the unedible seed volume used for a beisah. And then you use that 1/24th, not 1/24th of the master that it's falling into. So, again, question, what does it mean, halacha Mishmisinai over here? Well, aren't we talking about Isurim, which are Drabbanan? What do you think? So what does the footnote say? This, however, would indicate that the measure of 1/24th is of biblical origin. Yet the Gemara above said it was merely due to the Maris Ayin. We must say, that our Gemara applies the term Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to this rabbinic ordinance to indicate that it is universally accepted. Remember the Rambam, famous Rambam, in the Hagdama, I think it's the Pirshei Mishnayos, right? Where the Rambam writes famously that whenever something is halacha shemim v'sinai, there is no machlokas about it. There's a famous Shas Shuvas Kavas Yar that shows that there are many, many places in Shas where that seems to be violated, that rule. But let's just use the Rambam's Yesod. Let's forget about the Chavos Yair's questions. Whenever it says Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Rambam says it means there's no machlokas. So this could be a mukkah for that Rambam statement, because here we're using Be'emes Amru on a Din D'Rabbanan. So what must it mean? So the only answer he comes up with is that it's to indicate it's universally accepted, as if it were passed down from Sinai. Okay? Very interesting. He's quotes this in the Gilyon HaShas. I don't know what this Gilyon HaShas is. Okay, V'toni Ela. So let's see what it says. K'gon Kav, V'chatzi Kav. This rule, I mean, talking about the this rule of the Zerone Gino is, for example, right, let's suppose you had a kav of Zarina Gino being used for a full beis saw. or a chatzi kav of zeroni gina for a full beisah. That's where we're going to find that we're going to use this rule, for this Be'emes Amru rule, that you use 1/24th of how much zeroni gina there is involved. But what, let's suppose the zeroni gina was such that it would be hakabayim, if it would require two kav of zeroni gina to do what? To plant through a whole base saw, then we would fall away from this rule. We would philosoph back on the regular rule of Zarone Tvua, that you used 1/24th of the mass. That you need 1/24th of the mass of the, so you need much more, right? Are you hear what I'm saying? Let me just say it one more time. We're saying, we said that whenever you have a small seeds, that the shear is, we use 1/24th of what that seed would be used to plant in the basaw. So the Gemara says, the Gemara qualifies it. That's true where it's a kav, where a kav of zeronagino suffices to cover the basaw, or chatzi kav, half a kav. The diuk is, but if it would require two kavim of zeroni gina to cover a besah, then this rule would not apply. You wouldn't use the 1/24th of what the seed plants. You would use 1/24th of the six kavim. Correct.
Wow.
That's right. Now you got it, though. Right? Right? This implies if two kavim are sown, then it's barova. You'd use it as grain and kineas, and disqualify only with a rova. That's a tremendous kiddush. Now, the Gemara now is going to ask a stira. So we just said a rule just on the previous page. We hochat on our kabayim barova. Here we said that if it would be too common, you would need a rova of the seeds to create the isur. And hochar in the previous brisa, you said kabayim echad me'esim v'arba. That if you're sowing two kavim, right, then it's 1/24th of the amount in the saw. So, which is it? Is it kabayim barova or is it kabayim esen rabo? Which is it? So the Gemara says like this. Now we're on to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So hold on 1 second. I want to hold the. Stop this.